That's Jay Thomas, featured on trumpet with the Oliver Grunewald New Net from the album I Always Knew, and the Mel Torme song Born to be Blue, featuring Jay Thomas on trumpet. Jay brings out his whole arsenal on this album as the featured soloist. He's heard playing trumpet, flugelhorn, alto, tenor, and soprano saxes. And Oliver Grunewald's wonderful arrangements throughout this album, titled I Always Knew. Oliver Grunewald and Jay Thomas opening up our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to the show. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time. And before we go any further, let me say thank you to all listeners who contributed during our recently concluded fund drive. And of course, as always, it's never too late. You can still chip in by going to our website at knkx.org. We have some music from several new CDs on today's show. This one is a recent issue from Corey Weeds, our good friend from Vancouver, BC, who has run a jazz club, run a jazz label, and is frequently jazz coordinator at Frankie's Jazz Club now in Vancouver. This is a new recording which was made on location at Frankie's Jazz Club, featuring Corey Weeds on alto sax and Terrell Stafford on trumpet fronting this group. It's a combination of New York, Canadian, and Washington musicians. Corey Weeds from Vancouver, Harold Mayburn and Terrell Stafford from New York, and Michael Glenn and Julian McDonough on bass and drums from Washington State. This album has some tunes that I've not heard before. There's compositions here by Mal Waldron, Lee Morgan, Tina Brooks, Jackie McLean, George Robert, and this one written by Walter Davis Jr., wonderful New York pianist and composer. This one's titled Formidable, live at Frankie's Jazz Club with Corey Weeds and Terrell Stafford.
Thank you. hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you will stumble. Someone dropped a sigh and down, down, down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms may be. You know it can happen to me. Well, hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It can happen to you. Don't count stars or you will stumble. Someone dropped a sigh. Run when church bells ring. You know it can happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms may be. Oh, you know it can happen to you. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you will stumble. Someone dropped a sigh and down, down, down you will tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when you hear.
Jacqueline Tabor singing It Could Happen to You from her album The Lady in the Gown. Cole Schuster on guitar, Greg Feingold bass, and Max Holmberg on drums backing her up, the 200 Trio. Jacqueline, incidentally, was named the Northwest Vocalist of the Year in the recent Earshot Awards on Monday evening. Also, awards were passed out to Duende Libre for their album Drift for the Northwest Recording of the Year. The Acoustic Jazz Ensemble was given to Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto. The Alternative Jazz Group of the Year was High Pulp. The Emerging Artist of the Year, actually an established artist, but I think the audience is catching up with her, is Marina Albero, who just played a concert at the Seattle Art Museum on Thursday, and we will have highlights from that concert coming up next week here on the show. The Northwest Concert of the Year at the Earshot Awards was for Maria Schneider appearing with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and Devon Lewis, the Jazz Instrumentalist of the Year, and Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame inductees included Bob Hammer, pianist and composer, Wally Shoup, saxophonist and stretcher of earlobes, and a salute to the late David Marriott Sr., who with his wife Helen Marriott was so instrumental in building our great jazz programs, particularly at Garfield. But David Marriott Sr. and Helen also very instrumental in support of Centrum and various other arts organizations as well. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the Northwest jazz scene. Some events going on today include a performance of the Alaska Suite, an original suite by Nelda Swigert, whose quintet will be performing it at Madrona Grace Presbyterian Church 5:30 this afternoon. Catherine Russell's final night of her current run at Jazz Alley is tonight, and Xavier Le Couturier's group is playing tonight at Tula's. Monday night in Olympia, Olympia Jazz Central presents Women Be Jammin' at Rhythm and Rye, a celebration of International Women's Day and Women in Jazz. That's on Monday night at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Tuesday night, Omar Sosa and Sekou Keita will be at the Triple Door. Antonio Sanchez and Migration will be at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday. And on Wednesday, Brent Jensen's tribute to Paul Desmond will be performed at the Kameno Center on Kameno Island. This is a dinner concert starting at 5:30. Bruce Fares will be at Egan's Ballard Jam House and the Milo Peterson Quartet at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham. That's going on the first part of this coming week. We'll have some more highlights coming up in a little while. Meanwhile, you can always find more information about good places to go for live jazz and other events on the KNKX Jazz Calendar. We have a new recording that has recently come our way. It's been out a little while, but I've been hearing about it from various musicians who took part in the recording sessions. It's called, the group is called the Jazz Forest, which is basically a big band, and it features a combination of Northwest Jazz resident players as well as a few friends of Ron Jones from Los Angeles, like Chuck Finley and Bob McChesney and Jeff Kashiwa and a few others. A combination of musicians including Pete Chrislieb and Linda Small and Susan Pascal and Steve Kirk and John Hansen and Bill Anschel and various others. So lots of good players in this album. This is from the album by the Jazz Forest, North by Freakin' West. And the tune is Oliver Nelson's tune in an arrangement by Ron Jones. This is Stolen Moments. Thank you. That's a tune titled Due North by Randy Halberstadt, which comes from his recent album titled Open Heart. Randy Halberstadt at the piano and composer of the tune Due North, with Chuck Dierdorf on bass. That was Adam Kessler featured on drums there toward the end. Ben Thomas was on vibes, and we heard nice soloing from Jay Thomas on trumpet and Mark Taylor on alto sax. The trombonist was David Marriott Jr. From Randy Halberstadt's album, Open Heart. Randy was the winner of a special award for his continued enrichment of the Seattle jazz scene at the recent Earshot Awards last Monday. We were listening to a tune from the Jazz Forest before that, music arranged and composed by Ron Jones. The tune was Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments, featuring a raft of excellent soloists in there. Chuck Finley, the trumpet player, and Jeff Kashiwa was the alto saxophonist. Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax. Bill Anschel, piano. Susan Pascal on vibes. And either Brian Monroney or Steve Kirk on guitar. Both of them are listed here. North by Freakin' West is the name of the album. Ron Jones' group, The Jazz Forest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene and Jazz Northwest. Some activities coming up a little later in the week. Dimitri Matheny is back in the area. He'll be performing with his quartet in Tacoma at the New Frontier Lounge in a program of music and words. Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto plays for the Eastside Jazz Club in Bellevue on Thursday. They'll be at the Resonance Performance Hall in the Soma Towers. Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto was the winner of the Northwest Acoustic Jazz Ensemble of the Year at the Earshot Awards last Monday. Victor Wooten, great bass player, opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday night. He'll play there through Sunday. The Axiom Quartet's at Tula's, and Marina Albero's trio plays at Vito's on Thursday night. Friday, Mark Lewis and Michael Powers team up at Brother Don's in Bremerton, and the Thomas Marriott Quintet plays at Tula's. Saturday, the Commencement Bay Jazz Festival takes place in Fife, an all-day jazz competition for high school instrumental and high school and college vocal ensembles. An evening performance features Jeff Kashiwa and Alicia Olatuja, and that's in Fife on Saturday. Susan Pascal's quartet will be at Tula's. Madeline Eastman and Randy Porter will perform for the Jazz Vox people. A couple of house concerts Saturday and Sunday afternoons in South Seattle. For more information, see jazzvox.com. And the Garfield High School Jazz Ensemble's gala takes place at the Century Club on Saturday night. More information available at earshot.org as well as the KNKX Jazz Calendar. We have a tune from the Thomas Marriott Quintet coming up in a moment. This is from his recent album, Romance Language. And here's a new one by singer Dina Blade. With Hans Bremer at the piano, Osama Afifi on bass and Brad Bowl on drums, and John Anderson on tenor sax, this is the title tune from Dina Blade's new album, Shall We Dance?
Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? With a clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be mine?
It's from a new album by Thomas Marriott titled Romance Language. The project seemingly had a great deal to do with Joe Locke and Ryan Cohen. Joe Locke played vibes and wrote that tune called Alibi Room, and was also responsible for the drum programming on that track, too. Ryan Cohen playing various keyboards, Thomas Marriott on the muted trumpet, Alibi Room. Before that, Shall We Dance, the title tune from the new album by Dina Blade. Hans Bremmer was the pianist and John Anderson on tenor sax. We'll finish off today's show with music from a broadcast performance that we recorded back in the 60s from the Penthouse in Seattle. These were live broadcasts, simultaneously on the air and recorded. It was the Wynton Kelly Trio, which was basically Miles Davis' rhythm section at the time. Wynton Kelly piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums. The bass player is Ron McClure. And a special guest, Wes Montgomery on guitar. And we'll hear them doing a tune written by Wes Montgomery titled Jingles from 1966 in Seattle.
Thank you.
Wrapping up our show for today, that was Wes Montgomery on guitar with the Wynton Kelly Trio. Wynton Kelly at the piano, Ron McClure bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from a live broadcast performance from the Penthouse in Seattle in April 1966, playing Jingles by Wes Montgomery. I'm Jim Wilkie. That wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. And our podcast is available at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.